didn't take notes on Beverly Hills, but I did take
oh,
notes
it's fine. On oh, I didn't even take trip. Notes on that. I ain't even talk because we just gonna talk.
Phaedra,
they were girling.
The one-liners. The they picked all the girls with the one-liners.
I forgot how much I missed her.
I know. I have that, like, you know, that stance about her, but she
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
she does.
She's that Me Too shit. We always get in the way. Ooh.
I was like, bro, you did. You that was fucked up what you did. Mm. But you know, apart from that, she's a good housewife.
Well, we'll get into it. Right. You guys, welcome back to the B List. I'm here. My name is B. I have another B with me, Brandon K. Goodman. He's back. This is his third time.
My third time. I'm excited.
Writer slash actor. You guys might know him as the voice of Walter from Big Mouth, Netflix's Big Mouth, and also Human Resources, which is the most recent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And so what's going on?
Girl, yeah. I'm you know, I'm sitting here in my Moesha hat. I cut my hair.
Yeah, like, it's cute.
Thank you. I cut my hair 3 weeks ago. You know, I had that little top afro.
Uh-huh.
And then I turned 35. I took these like naked photos, posted those, and I said, hair be gone. You know,
okay.
I'm in my yeah. hot girl summer, you know.
Okay,
my
yeah. Girl
summer.
Changes.
Changes. Changes.
Oh my God, there's so much. If I hear this fucking Lizzo song one more time.
Which one?
The only one.
The TikTok one. Yes. Yeah. Well, how's it about Damn Time? Yes.
Right, Damn Time. They love it.
I'm a some Balenciaga. Yeah.
They love it.
I love me some Lizzo.
I do love her. I talked to Jonathan about this. I'm like, but he just hates her in general. But I like her. But someone said, I was telling him that someone on Twitter said that she makes music for RAs.
For RAs?
Yeah.
Resident assistant.
Wait, resident of advisors. Advisor? Yeah, from like a dorm. He's like, I know. I didn't write it, y'all. While it's accurate,
she gives us bops. I love a Lizzo bop. She gives us bops. She gives us body. I'm here for her.
Happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride, I guess.
Has New York Pride happened yet? No.
It is literally like tomorrow, like Pride. It's been, you know, this is Pride week. And then, so we're recording this on Thursday. So tomorrow is like Pride weekend. But let me
Pride
tell
parade
you.
On Sunday? Wait, San Francisco and New York at the same time?
Is San Francisco this weekend too?
If San Francisco this weekend, yeah.
Oh, wow. You know, we're this weekend.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Damn. Oh, fuck. It's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's
I don't know. I never go. No. Well, I don't know. When you hear about this news,
the monkeypox of it all.
Okay, yep.
Anyway. I just worked out. They just said somebody just texted me saying that there was an outbreak at one of the parties here at LA Pride.
Yep. No, we're gonna get into all that. Okay, but wait, the Pride Parade. No, it's fine. The Pride Parade, though. I don't usually go to the Pride Parade ever. Yeah. Normally, especially like now. Cause they be shooting now. Yeah, so I don't go.
I don't like big crowds like that. They make me nervous, unfortunately. But yeah.
I'll tell you about this. So I'm I get ahead of myself. So
yeah.
Pride Parade is Sunday. I'm hosting a party now on that Sunday. I usually host it every year. It's usually at the One Hotel. You know the One Hotel?
Nice. Dumbo? I know the one here in LA, but I don't know the one in New York.
They're all nice.
In New York?
There's a Dumbo one. And then, okay. There's, I forget what the other one is. It might be like, I forget, on the west side, I think.
But you hosted the Dumbo?
I host the Dumbo one, yeah.
Love that.
They have a pool. Dumbo. It's so nice, but they, something with the, I don't know. I don't deal with any of the back end stuff. Just I show me.
That's
show
not
up.
You. You're the face, bottles. Honey. You're the talent, honey.
Bottles.
Yes. when the bottles hit. That's
yes, exactly. Patron. Yes. But they're moving it to Gitano, which you know, Gitano, right?
I don't.
Gitano? Oh, it's in Soho. It's kind of like an outdoor kind of jungle thing. Like a restaurant. Is it
That's a venue? You know, I've been out of New York for 6.5 years. Is that a
it's
venue?
A venue. So it's kind of like, it's like, I think it just was for the longest time, just a huge parking lot space in between Chinatown and Soho. And so they took it over and built this entire outdoor kind of restaurant situation.
Oh, nice.
And it really thrives in the summertime. In the wintertime, it's more like they have kind of like heat lamps and stuff. And
sure.
It's cute.
Okay.
It's cute. Yeah,
but New York winters. I'm not trying to be in a heat lamp, girl. No, I'm trying to be
a what do I look like, Sheree Whitfield?
Ciao. Never, girl.
Did you see that episode?
Which one was that? That was
where Tyrone made her go all the way out to Philly and wait for her, and she sat
with her beautiful scarf waiting,
looking like a mob wife. Looking like a black mob wife.
Do you think she knew before?
No, she didn't. Well, she was on her way out from Philly.
There, I was like, did you know? Like,
well, she knew that when she was coming up there, because she kept calling him and he wasn't answering. I mean, after about the third call, if he's not answering and I'm on the New Jersey Turnpike, I'm turning my ass right back around, going to Midtown.
Literally, girl.
There's no way I'm going to sit in
my camera crew. No.
All these white cameramen and we go sit in Center City, Philly, and when it's chilly and 30 degree weather underneath the heat lamp, drinking cucumber martinis and hot tea.
No.
She looked gorgeous. Yeah.
She looked stunning. You know, she looked apart from the from the hair, that one look.
I don't know. I kind of
where like she like
Elvira.
Yes.
Yeah.
It literally almost gets cut off on my screen.
But you're never gonna get me off of Sheree. It's never gonna happen. Like y'all try so hard to get me every season. Y'all try to get me off her. Ever. I love her. She's
Sheree
an icon.
Brings what we need. I mean, ever since she pulled Kim's wig and said, "I'm not trying to pull it off. I just want to shift it a little bit." That was you solidified yourself.
She go get. Unpopular opinion. I think she has just as much sayings and iconic moments as Nene did. She just gets less credit because she's not as like boisterous and loud.
Sure, you know she does have. She has. You're right. She has some really incredible
Every time. You know what always freaks me out? The season that she got fired. Like at the end of the season, she got fired. Was this season? Well, the first time around, she got fired.
Because she got fired.
She's setting records left and right. No housewife has ever been fired twice.
Yeah. We need you. Obviously, we keep bringing you back. Okay, but yes,
the season where they finally decided, oh, we're gonna try something different, was actually the same season that she opened it up saying, "Who gonna check me, boo?" When she fought with the party planner.
Yes.
How do you go from that to losing your peach? Because that is so iconic to me.
That is one of the most, the way she rattled that man.
He's talking about, I know, he was talking about like hitting her. I was like, oh no.
You saw him see his career flash before his eyes. Because once she got him, it was like, this is on camera. This is what we use.
Yep.
So he like, he just stayed in it.
I know. Like, you could tell she got a whole lifetime of just getting under men's skin. Bob Whitfield had to be punching walls and shit, and she was probably just standing there in the bathrobe like, So what did you
gonna
do?
That's why I love me. I love her. Because she's like not afraid to.
Yeah.
Even her and Marla. She'll fight with you, and I love.
Also, speaking of pride, Marlo, that was the season. That was the episode where Marlo was like, "Go on, hang out with them." Beep.
Wait,
she said the F word.
Oh,
said, that's why you ain't got a man. That's why you ain't got no man, because you go and hang out with them.
I've been forgetting how toxic these housewives
are. They really fucking are. I know. It's like everyone forgets. You know how these, I do.
Like, the girls and even the girls in gays party, I remember being like, we were all like, this seems like you're tokenizing the gays, and yet we're
in
any leagues. Like,
Are
you going to watch College Hill? I hear she's going to be on College Hill.
No, I'm not going to watch College Hill.
Oh, I know, that's right.
Not for her. Nope. But wasn't there someone from College Hill on Real Housewives of Dubai now? Isn't that a thing?
I mean, I haven't watched Real Housewives of Dubai yet, which I need to, because one of the girls came from...
I'll watch College Hill, but not for Nene.
But not for Nene. I love me some Nene, although I feel like...
She just...
Yeah, I don't...
She's like an old... Yeah.
I think she's old.
No, not old. I'm saying she's like an old friend.
Oh,
that you just like, like she's just too negative for me. That's too much.
She's like your friend, you're like, girl, we'll have dinner in a couple weeks.
It's too much.
I'm still staring. I love her.
Getting back on Pride though, monkeypox. Yes. So there's Department of Public Health or whatever in New York. It's fine. Oh, it's fine. Oh, someone coming in.
I will in like 15 minutes. I will give him to his dog walker. But
yeah.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Monkeypox. Monkeypox. And then they just announced that they were giving out the vaccines now, and like in mass.
Oh, for the monkeypox
to the gays.
Oh,
it went out on Twitter. Within like 30 minutes, the line was around the block. Every gay that you've ever seen, there were photos on Twitter. Go look after this. Photos on Twitter of just gays lined up around the block. It looks like it's a party for a line for a lady, a battle hymn party or something like that. It's crazy.
Oh my God.
Yeah. They already ran out. I guess we shut the website down. The website stopped working. Phone lines are busy.
Or is this
New York City.
Oh my God.
So the vax lines are crazy. People aren't getting vaxxed because everyone's freaking out now because people were tweeting today. They were like, girl, it's no joke. I got it. Actually, someone I know wrote today. They said they have it. And be careful. They live in LA.
See, I'm I'm nervous because the girls are incestuous here.
I know. I'm a little chaste. I'm chaste.
I might have to, you know, in a little, you know, peeny prison.
Zip it.
You
know? Zip it up. I mean, I know. And when I'm in public too, I don't like to be touched or anything like that. So I'm very much so. I'm going to be okay, I think. But still, it just freaks me the fuck out because I'm a germaphobe.
Well, also, what's freaky about it because I was reading some of the articles, but it's like, it's if somebody like breathes on you,
it's like,
it's not even like about sexual. It's just like if you're in the space with somebody who
At a shirtless party.
At a shirtless party, sweating.
I know how you bitches be.
Girl, we see y'all. Because I'd be right there in the middle.
Shout out, y'all. I'll see y'all this weekend.
See y'all later. Nope.
Shout out, Nene. Are you seeing these photos for this Barbie movie? Wait, real quick, what did you do for Pride though? I'm sorry, I skipped over your Pride. Because your Pride was last week, right?
Yeah, we had Pride. Was it last? Already, yeah, it was like we had WeHo Pride. So West Hollywood has its like own Pride weekend.
Yeah.
Look at your face. You said,
Is it fun? Is it fun?
I mean, there are parties. I went to a house party, so that was great because I prefer a house party situation.
Exclusive.
I went to a nice pool. It was exclusive. Felt very fancy up in the hills. Yes. It was cute. And then for LA Pride, I went to one of the parties, but I don't really love, we don't have to get this dark, but I don't really love a parade situation anymore. I like to, because we're talking about this. Large crowds, not my favorite. America, we got to figure some shit out. But also, at least in New York, it's like you can like get on a train wherever you are. You can get to the subway, you can whatever. Whereas LA, they really block it off. And like once you're in it. And I'm not trying to like, I had friends who said they were like walking, you know, they walk 20 minutes to get to somewhere to get a cab. That's not my ministry.
I'm just thinking about all the corporations that have the floats and shit, and Target always has one, and they have a bunch of gays up there with t-shirts on. You want me to be up there in 2022 brown with a Target on me,
girl? But Cardi B was at ours, I think. I mean, I wasn't.
Oh
there,
yeah, she was. Yeah,
I saw some videos.
She was like doing whipped cream and stuff.
Her whipped cream situation.
It was it was a marketing thing for her. But ahead.
I mean, Pride is. Yeah. So my first Pride was in New York, and it has to be like 10 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And like to see Pride evolve just over even the last 10 years, and you know how gay rights has moved and whatever. And it's like, damn, like it is corporate as fuck.
Yep.
Like it used to just be smearing off ice back in the day. Absolutely.
It used to be a riot. It used to be a protest.
Now there we go.
Now it was a protest. Some places it still is in Turkey. So
that's very true. But you know now.
But y'all want to know. Y'all want to know about that.
Y'all ain't ready to have that conversation. Y'all ready
so let's just keep it pushing. So this Barbie movie.
Yeah, with Mark.
I'll see it.
Yes, Margot Robbie.
I don't know nothing about it. Margot Robbie
and Ryan Gosling. I saw the photos.
Yeah,
but I don't know what it's about. But my question is, what is the movie about? Because they are Barbie and Ken. I thought it was about the making of a Barbie, but they are Barbie and Ken.
Barbie and Ken, yeah. And then it's like, it's written by Greta Gerwig.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah, so it's supposed to be like a really great screenplay, apparently. Like, it's very serious. So it's probably going to take like a real departure from what you think.
So it's like one of those, like, you know, because Barbie used to, like, you know, obviously the toy, they would do them like animated, like, you know.
It's going
to
be live action.
So this is a live action version of like that.
Yes.
Essentially. Okay.
And also Kate McKinnon supposed to be in it from SNL, and also America Ferrera.
Oh.
America Ferrera. Is that the girl from Ugly Betty?
Cast. Say that again.
America Ferrera. Or is that the one from
Ugly Betty?
Yes. Okay. Perfect.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. Yes. Okay, yeah. That's a boss cast. Those are some actors. Okay.
We'll see. Yeah.
All right. I will be waiting for it to come out, but that's not against them. I just, at this point, I haven't been to a movie theater in literal years.
For the same reason as I don't go to the Pride thing.
Yep.
Yep.
honestly.
So, yeah. So
my anxiety runs through the roof and I can't do it.
You know what's gay but isn't gay?
What?
This Drake album.
I haven't listened to it, but I heard.
What?
Okay, I haven't listened to it, but I heard. But
it's, you know, very, very gay, guys. It's very gay.
It's an album.
Sister, what are you doing? When he was voguing in the studio, the beats are just like kick.
Oh, it's like listen to it.
Some of it is house. There's like a real house music revival, obviously, absolutely, right now. Because did you see Beyonce, that tweet? Wait, what happened? Wait, a lot of so much house music, but no houses.
What is that? The tweet one that said Beyonce heard Drake's album and said, "Let's give him an apartment."
Someone else said, "The music industry in 2022 said, Coke's, or wait, no, put the perks down, Coke's back."
Because because it's just like, come on, we're back.
Yeah, it's just very 90s, like, yeah.
It is. It so is. We'll,
yeah, I'm, listen.
Put down the ketamine, girls. Pick up.
Yeah, come on, girls. the Beyonce song was like a grower on me, but that's usually her songs. I usually don't like them right away, but this one's.
You're brave to admit that. Like, just.
I don't give a fuck about y'all, Beehive. Y'all can play with me all y'all want. Try come for me.
Oof, I'm already reporting you on Twitter.
I stay strapped, so I keep that thing on me. Y'all can trap me. And the Supreme Court just said, I can carry it, open carry too. So
I said, you said roll up on me, honey.
Yep, yep. SCOTUS said, "Oh my God,
I'm so sad." I hope SCOTUS.
Speaking
also,
of, like, we're like really going back to the early days now. SCOTUS just sent us back. They said that what you don't need a permit for, or you can't. They struck down the New York law. Yes. You can't do like, you can't. Wait, like,
listen. Go ahead, you say it.
Oh yeah, it's like, I can, it's so like in New York State law says that you actually have to have like a specific reason to apply for a permit in order to, like, you know what I mean? For open carry, you have to have like a specific, and you also, it's like called proper moral judgment or something like that or something.
Yeah.
But they basically struck down that and said, basically anyone can apply for an open carry. So it just makes it that much easier for people to be able to carry in public.
It's just,
I don't know. What makes them look at what's going on in the world and go, you know what we need?
Which, you know, what would help us out is if like, it's one of those things, and I know, like, we keep it light and kiki here, but what has been so frustrating is that I feel so helpless. I don't know if you feel so helpless, because you're like, you know, part of you're funny, I'm funny. Part of our defense mechanism, I would also say, would be that we're funny, but that shit is really dark, and you're like, I just don't know what to do. Like I don't know. I feel so helpless because you're like, this seems dumb as fuck. Like,
I feel less helpless when I know that we're all in the same boat. So it's like, and I feel like of any issue right now, of all of the hot button kind of topics, this one is something where I feel like people really have mobilized in the past couple of years.
Yeah.
So I feel good about that. And I feel like when November comes in the midterms, people are really going to see that a lot of these politicians will be voted out.
Yeah.
I don't think that they can do this kind of stuff. And then also with the abortion stuff. Yes. They're really overplaying their hand and not understanding that there is going to be an entire blue wave, and especially a younger generation.
The younger generation
voters who are fed up because they're so fucking over it, and they ain't
so
even
over it.
They're like 19 and they're like, I already hate everything, so I'm voting on y'all. I hate
that. I'm like, keep that energy. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you hate it, you'll change it. Absolutely.
I mean, if you're on TikTok, you see the energy is just like, they're more politically motivated than I was at that age. So
oh, 1,000%.
So I feel more like positive about it. You know what I mean? I feel like it's not like we're dealing with, we're not like grouped together with like a young generation that is apathetic. I think that they care more than my generation did.
I think
my
so,
generation didn't really care, but I think that we just like, we were willfully dumb.
Well, we didn't like have access though. Like the fact that like we didn't have social media. So the way that you're able to like connect and talk and see that, oh, I'm not just angry. Like, everyone else is angry too. I think they're able to just mobilize in a way and invest in a way that we just didn't have access to.
And we just lived in a better world. I mean, it was like, stuff was fucked up, obviously, but like, you know,
we the Obama years,
we were chilling. Like, we hated George Bush, but we were just like, whatever. It's, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm, you know,
We were, there was definitely a naivete for sure. Yeah. And like a, in some ways things were better, in some ways things were obviously such trash and are just now bubbling to the surface. But they're definitely
probably my house is coming back. They're trying to get to bring the good shit back from the 80s or the 90s. Sorry,
the love back. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. I think there is.
Beyonce's like, I quit my job. I'm like, sure. Listen, yeah, okay.
When she said that line, I said, I know there's gonna be a mass exodus, but I hope y'all remember that Beyonce has a job.
Yeah. A billionaire telling you this. Release the song on a Monday night, like it was nothing. And we're like nothing. Gotta work in the morning, like.
And she's selling these boxes, which I will proudly say my goofy ass bought two boxes. I don't know what's inside.
Don't even know what's inside.
I don't know what the shirts look like. And I was saying to my friend, you know, Beyonce would never buy a box if she ain't know what was in it.
Yeah, exactly.
But our goofy asses was like, sold out. Let's go.
Nope. No.
I'll take it.
How much weight did you buy it?
I bought two of them. I bought Pose.
Oh, two of them?
I bought two of them, bitch. I bought
how much
Pose
were they?
One. They're $39.99 each.
Oh, so okay,
bought
that's
Pose one and Pose three. That's not too bad. And my friend bought two of my friends. One bought Pose two. One bought Pose four.
So y'all gonna have a little opening party, and then
we're gonna have a nice opening
party. Secret Santa, like a Cinder or whatever it's called.
Whatever Secret Santa,
whatever that's called.
White elephant, pink elephant.
Yeah, like, yeah, whatever the fuck. Yeah, that one. Yeah. That's cute.
We're gonna turn it out, and it's gonna be great. I haven't stopped listening to Break My Soul. Personally, from the time it hit,
I'm trying to space it out because I know it's summer just began and y'all get, and you know how they,
you know, they get you, your pride. That's all you're going to know. Weekend long, baby.
Queens
in the front, Dom's in the back all weekend long. That's the energy you're going to have, baby.
Yeah. Denise Richards got an OnlyFans. I just saw that when
she
was getting on here. I know. Yeah. I guess her daughter got one. Maybe she's trying to be supportive. I don't know.
So like a mother daughter. Wait, they have separate ones.
No, not together. Okay. Not together.
And what are they doing on OnlyFans? Because OnlyFans has been like expanding outside of like just like sexy
outside
stuff.
Of just the sexy stuff. Yeah. I think they'd have to. They'd have to change the model eventually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone's going to come along and do it better.
1000%.
Larsa Pippen has one.
Who's that?
She's a Real Housewife of Miami.
I don't know their names. I've been watching.
Oh,
Miami
if you're not
recently.
Watching that one.
The most recent season I started watching on Peacock.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
None of their names, but I'm obsessed with every single last one of them.
The first episode is mostly about her OnlyFans. And she takes feet
photos. Yes. Oh, yes. Her.
Yeah.
Love her.
Isn't love she love her? Her. Obsessed. Love her.
She used to be married to a basketball player. Yeah.
Yep. Pippen. Scottie Pippen. Scottie Pippen. I'm obsessed. And she was, she used to hook up with Future.
Together. There we go. Yep. Absolutely.
Rat no, groupie.
I love her. I love how they're all mad at her about her OnlyFans. And she's like, girl.
And she got a big
so
booty. She's living right in South Beach with a big booty.
Absolutely.
She's got a
pretty feet. Like, pretty,
got a what is it? Pretty little thing that, like, it's kind of like the, it's like the Fashion Nova, but cheaper. She's got a little, she's a brand ambassador for a pretty little thing. She is wearing her micro mesh, maxi dresses, big booty, feet
proud
out.
Of her. That's how I
love it. That's
too,
what I want to be doing.
That's honestly what I want to be doing.
That's how I am, anyways, in this house most of the time when I'm not doing this.
I need to get paid for it.
Yeah,
I'm just too lazy to start the account. But if I wasn't. Watch out,
your
y'all.
Feet. Yeah. James Corden is supposed to like leave the U.S.
Leave the U.S. I heard.
Thank
that.
God.
I have no opinions about him. But you know. Mm-hmm. The show's I'm in bed by 9:30, so I haven't
watch
never
that.
Seen the show.
Yeah,
but
it's late night, right?
It's late. He's like the late show or the late late show. One of them. It's too late for me, but you know, karaoke, get it, daddy. He's the karaoke daddy.
I'm only watching TikTok late at night, like that.
Honestly,
like that's the only thing I'm watching.
The way I lose time on TikTok is toxic.
I'm calling it. In 5 years, I bet they will have an actual streaming network.
I buy that.
You know?
Yeah, they're gonna figure out a way to expand it. Yeah.
I
stay getting those not as much anymore, but I used to get how TikTok will give you that. Hey, you've been scrolling for a minute, take some water. that's how deep I would get it.
Yep. And I didn't give a fuck. I was like, stay out of my fucking business.
Stay out of my business.
Move out of my way, bitch.
Scroll, mind your business.
Yes. I haven't been on it as much lately, but the algorithm has not been as good. And I used to have like hotter guys. I think now they think I want food. So I get stuck in Cook Talk.
Yes.
Yeah. I get stuck in there.
I'm on lesbian TikTok and I love it.
Oh, really?
I love
lesbian TikTok. Okay.
I'm obsessed with it. It's
okay. L word.
I love it. I'm here for it. I love seeing my ladies just like
love it.
Be gorgeous and sexy and funny. I love it.
It's just like straight guys dancing on mine, and then Cook Talk, and then randomly I'll end up on Grindr Talk. Not Grindr Talk like that. No, not the app. Like a Grindr, like sandwich. It's people remaking a standard Grindr. Like, this is my version of the Grindr. You know, the Grindr. You know, they make the slaw with the.
Because my ass was like, what?
There's a Grindr. It's like a typical American. It's like, you know, they take the lettuce with the mayo and the pickles and all that. And they put it on a sub with the. That's so good, actually. Now, I know. Now I'm like.
I wouldn't mind Cook Talk.
I know. Now I'm sounding like Wendy Williams, where I'm like,
yes. She's still do that every time. Put my hand up to my mouth.
She's like, "Oh, I miss her. I'm gonna miss her. Wendy, we miss you already."
She has a podcast or a radio show. That's been the rumor, right? That she's gonna.
But I don't know if her voice is, or not her voice. I don't know if her like personality at this time is best suited for that, because that's gonna be.
She needs somebody to rein her in. She's gonna say some
really.
Shit. She already said some shit on the damn network TV show. But I'm excited. I'm wishing her well. I hope she's okay.
Love you, Wendy.
Love you, Wendy.
Speaking of chaos.
Yes.
Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip Part 2 showed up today. Did you see all three episodes?
I only got to watch the first episode. And as soon as I'm done with you, I will be finishing 2 and 3. I actually think this season is... So I watched the first season and I fell off halfway through. It was contrived to me. It felt too, I don't know.
No, say what you were going to say, because I was about to cut you off. What were you going to say?
I was saying it felt too contrived, and like they were talking about the show a lot, and it was just a weird.
Oh, you didn't like that they broke the third wall?
I didn't mind it, but it felt like they were relying on that and that there wasn't actual like beef. Whereas I feel like the ladies this season came in with beef. And so
That's what I liked about the
that's what you liked about the first season.
I liked that they got along. Like, I thought it was honestly like really feel good.
Not you loving wholesome.
I know. No, it really made me just like, I was like, I watched every second of it. I loved it. I loved it all. I liked when they just were eating potato salad in the morning and doing yoga, and they were like, girl, and having talks. And I was like, oh, see, Teresa's nice sometimes. And it's just like, I don't know.
All-stars right now.
All-stars.
All-stars. All-stars. They're all winners.
Drag Race.
I
don't watch that. So
the way
sorry.
You short circuited on me.
I know. I was like, what you talking about? I know you were like, All-Stars.
Like, do I need to say more? RuPaul, Drag Race?
You gay? Are you a homosexual?
Are you homosexual?
Sexual? It's a homosexual. Sexual.
That's my favorite. Terry Jones. Is that
Terry Joe. Shout out Terry Joe. The way I want her on this podcast.
Baby, you got to get her.
And also Georgia Peach, is that her other character's name? With the long wig, and she's like,
with the long wig.
She's like, I got an OF, and you know, I'm just like really pretty and hot and Caucasian.
I live.
She cracks me the fuck up. I'll never get over it. She's
destroys
a star.
Me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, they're getting my dog out.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay. Yes. Go ahead.
I want to get into Girls Trip. Let's talk a little bit about Girls Trip. I want to tease the people a little bit.
Yeah.
Just let's talk about two of the women. Oh, there we go. Okay. Tell me everything that you're thinking about these people.
Yes.
First off, Eva.
Happy to have her back. How you
feel? Wait, for a second, you were about to short circuit. You were like, now who's that? Now who the fuck is Eva? Poor Eva.
Don't tell me God. Like that. I know Miss Eva. How dare you, my top model, Miss Eva.
Love her.
This is my thing with Eva, is that I thought Eva could have made a really great housewife, and I think she did a really good job her first season as a friend. But, and you tell me about this, because you've been a housewife forever, as I have, which is back in the day when one of the ladies got pregnant, it was a big storyline and it worked. And now, as the show has evolved, one of the ladies gets pregnant, it pulls and isolates
away,
them from the group.
So they can't really
participate. And so I feel like she got pregnant her second season, right? And so she wasn't able.
Wasn't she pregnant both times or something? She was like a she new mom at one
she
point.
She met a new mom when she first got introduced. Yeah. And then she was pregnant season two. And so she was so disjointed from the group that you couldn't really invest in her, which I hated. Because I think she, because she has some zingers. Like when she's on.
Oh, yeah. She said, I'm the one. Wait till you see third episode of this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She comes alive.
I'm happy to have her back.
Yeah. Guys, come over with us to the B-side. I want to talk more about this with you on the B-side so we can get really into the nitty-gritty of this. Real quick, I wanted to tell people, I mean, I guess by the time this airs, but it's a long story, but recently an ad agency reached out to me 2 weeks ago, a really popular one in New York City called Mother New York. They reached out to me and they said, we have a really cool concept that we want to do. I guess they saw my Instagram stories and you know, I've been talking a lot about our brands. Okay.
Yes.
You know, I specifically
you know your stories are my favorite. I'm always I gotta
thank you
rail myself into message you on every fucking frame. You're so funny. But yes, brands are not
talking specifically about Pride marketing right now. And I was saying the other day, I was like, you know, we should have like a Razzies and it should just be like us rating the gay pride the pride marketing.
Yes.
And I guess they saw that and they wrote me and they were like, we love this idea, we want to fund you to make it into a live action show.
Shut the fuck up.
So I had a meeting with them, they gave me a full budget, we talked about everything. I realized they had enough budget there to make it. Well, so they were like, we want to make it try to happen before the end of Pride. And I was like, that's 2 weeks. That's I've never written a live show. I've never In the past week and a half, I have brought on a friend of mine, Dave Mazzoni. You might know.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We never met, but like we have the same, like similar circles.
Matt Roger and all that. Rogers and all them.
So I know who he is. And I think he's so funny.
Like a show on Logo once. He also had the show on Quibi with Matt Rogers. So, and he's a comedian.
The game show, right?
Yep.
Work. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he's funny. I brought him in. He loved the concept immediately. He was like, I'm down. Let's write it. We started writing that night. We wrote the whole thing in a matter of a week. I mean, we started a week ago.
Holy shit.
We booked the venue that a couple of days later. So it's going to be at the Q. Do you know the Q?
I don't think so. Where is it?
It's like Bailey Porter is one of the owners of it. It's like a three-story gay bar right outside of Times Square. It's like Hell's Kitchen Times Square.
It's so cute. I'll probably walk by it, but yeah.
It's nice. And so this coming Tuesday night, June 28th, 8 p.m., I'm having Our Brand's Okay, a Pride comedy special.
Holy shit.
Hosted by myself and Dave Mazzoni. This episode that we're on right now is going to air Monday. So listening, people, you still have time to get tickets.
Yes.
You're going to see it on my Instagram stories anyways. I posted about it today. I'm probably going to post about it every day until then. Oh, the other thing is that all of my... Something's buzzing. Sorry. All of the proceeds for the... from the ticket sales are going to go to an organization that does like food. They're like reimagining food circulation. Because the wording, this is all like so, but I'll cut that little part out.
Yeah, baby.
All of the proceeds from the ticket sales are going to go to Fig New York, Fig NYC. You can also look them up on a Fig_NYC_. Basically, Fig is a grassroots collective of people working to transform the food system from within. Fig stewards, supports, and connects equitable and sustainable food work across New York. And specifically, they're working right now to support the Black Trans Liberation Kitchen, which is working specifically, obviously, with Black trans communities. So I'm really excited about that. That's where all the ticket sales money are going to go. So I'm very excited, y'all. There's still ticket space as we speak right now. I don't know about Monday, but I hope that y'all can make it. And I'm really excited. It's like a new venture. And it's a new thing. Cause I mean, I'm not scared to talk on stage really. I just want y'all to laugh. So,
period.
But it's going to be the live action version of my Instagram stories.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
I made a PowerPoint presentation. A fashion show. It's going to be everything.
That's exciting. I wish I could be there. This is why I gotta be bi-coastal. I'm gonna figure it out.
Yeah. But, I just want to throw that in there. Do you want to tell the people where to follow you on social? What do you have coming up? What are you working on right now?
Can you tell us? I have a book coming out. Yes, girl.
Oh shit. Okay.
So you could pre-order the book.
You talked about it last time. Okay.
Yeah, my book, You Gotta Be You, comes out September 27th, but it's under pre-order right now. You can find me on Instagram, pre-order anywhere, like Amazon, Walmart, whatever, wherever you buy your books, Barnes and Noble, girls, get it. Yeah. Let me say this, support mm-hmm. your fucking local bookstore. So if there's somewhere that's a local bookstore, do it. In LA, I love Reparations Club. They're black owned and women owned as well. So it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Big Mouth comes out this fall, but that's a long time from now. It's October.
Yeah.
And you can find me on Instagram at Brandon Kyle Goodman. There we go.
Find him there, y'all. He's really funny. It's like really funny audience engagement stuff with your followers.
We do messy Mondays.
Crazy girl. Shit.
Yes, they be telling me the craziest shit, honey.
You guys follow us to the B-side. We're going to talk about Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip over there. It's patreon.com/theBList. And also check out my stories if you're going to still be interested, if you're maybe interested in coming to see that show at the Q. And if you're in New York, come see me. Yes. Might even see a housewife or two.
Ooh, don't do that.
It's gonna be a whole thing. It's gonna be a whole circus.
Oh my god. Yes. Okay.
I love you guys. Bye.